Russia's president likes a good photo op, and there were a few today. It's Vladimir Putin's birthday. He turned 63 amid a bombing campaign in Syria, a weakening economy, and tension with the U.S. But he made a point of taking it all in stride, including admiration from his fans. Here's NPR's Corey Flintoff from Moscow.
President Putin occupied an even more prominent place than usual on Russian state television. He was shown meeting with his defense chief and hearing that Russian warships in the Caspian Sea have fired more than 24 rockets at targets in Syria. Then, as if to demonstrate that 63 years haven't slowed him down, he took part in a televised hockey game, playing alongside Russian stars of the NHL. There were also tributes to him, including a song released today by a pair of popular Russian rappers. It's called My Best Friend is President Putin. The song calls Putin a tough superhero and says, "This is our destiny. Everything for him and freedom flows like a river." The theme of Putin as a superhero was also promoted at a small art gallery in Moscow's Arbat district. Milos Koyich is one of the organizers of an exhibition called Putin's Universe. It features paintings depicting Putin as various leaders and heroes, from Alexander the Great to Batman. One shows Putin as Sherlock Holmes with a deerstalker hat and magnifying glass.
This is an artistic view of Vladimir Putin's personal character. Probably artists saw him as an investigator and brilliant-minded man who can resolve difficult puzzles.
Koyich says the paintings were chosen from the best sent into the biggest Facebook fan page devoted to the Russian leader. Koyich leads the way past portraits of Putin as the god Thor, as Che Guevara, and as the soccer star Pele, kicking a ball drawn with the face of President Barack Obama. Putin is portrayed as a peace hero, too, as Mahatma Gandhi and Buddha.
Here is Vladimir Putin presented like Martin Luther King, and he was the most famous fighter for human rights. Also, Vladimir Putin is fighter for human rights, and he is protecting his people down in Ukraine, especially at Crimea.
While we were at that exhibit, there was only one other visitor, a 70-year-old pensioner, who said no Soviet leader would have allowed himself to be portrayed this way. Does that mean that a cult of personality has developed around Putin? We met Vasily Ivanov, a 27-year-old engineer, outside a busy metro stop in central Moscow. I think there is a sort of cult, he says. It's the personality of the president, because who else besides him is worthy to lead the country? But it's not to make a god of him, he says. He's not God or Stalin or something else. He's president. Oskar and Galina Madmiedov say they don't care what people in the West think. It makes no difference to us, Galina says. When people in the West make same-sex marriages, Oscar adds, or dye their hair red, we ignore it. This is our business, they say. We love and respect Putin, and he's a magnificent man. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.